Once again for Insight with Jack Stogler on the Ford Recovery Internet Radio. Insight with Jack Stogler is being brought to you by the community-minded sponsors you're going to hear during today's broadcast. Without further ado, here's your host, Mr. Jack Stogler.
Welcome to Insight Without Jack Stogler tonight. We're talking with some folks from the Wendelene Sports Club. So I'll let you guys introduce yourselves.
I'm Nick Briggerman. I'm treasurer at the Wendelene Sports Club. I've been one of the founding fathers, so I've been at Wendelene Sports Club going on this year 50 years.
50 years, that's crazy.
That is crazy.
That's awesome.
I just gave away my age, I realize that. But
yeah, so you're 50.
Yeah, I'm 50.
I'm Les Spotcutter. I am a trustee this year out there at the Wendelene Sports Club. And I think I became a member in 83 or 84. Not sure. I lost my card.
Not that it matters, I guess. Did you get awards for being 50 year?
No, just bragging rights.
40
so,
years?
So far, Nick's got the biggest bragging rights.
Yep. And you just get a little older, a little sore, that's all.
And wiser, I'm sure.
Don't talk to my wife. Just don't ask my wife on the wise part.
And I'm Calvin May. I'm also a trustee this year, and I guess I've only been a member, the young guy here, you know, I've only been a member since, I think, 2010, something like that.
So only 13 or 14 years.
Yeah, that's all.
Yeah. that's still a lot. That's good. That's really good. And getting newer people in is a big deal. Younger people getting, as other guys get tired or retire and move to Florida or whatever they do, it's good to have new people in and come up with more energy and doing different things, and it's a great way to go. So let's talk just real quick, I guess, however brief or long you want to go on, what is Wendelene Sports Club?
Basically, we raise money so we can give it away. We also have to keep the lights on, so I mean, yeah. We have to keep a little bit of it. You know, we do our fish fries in Lent, and we do you know, a big benefit for the Neurological Center over in Burkittsville. You know, mm-hmm. Third weekend in July every year.
Yep.
So yeah, a lot of different things like that.
Yeah. So just real quick, and we'll get into details later, but tell us about the fish fries.
Okay, so this year Lent, the first fish fry will be February 16th, and be every Friday during Lent. It'll run through March 29th. I think we're charging $12 again this year. That's what it's been the last couple of years since food and everything went up through the roof. Yeah. You know, we had to raise our prices quite a bit.
Yep, and everybody that's doing that or any kind of chicken dinners and that kind of thing, all of that went up by about 25%. Yeah. In a year, and I remember, I think it was 2020 or 21, I believe, you guys weren't even sure if you're going to get fish, because it was just, you know, so, and I know people love the fish fry.
Well, you know, we got the all-you-can-eat, and we got a lot more than just fish and fries on there, you know, so it's a pretty good spread, especially for all-you-can-eat, you know, I think it's worth the money.
Absolutely is, yeah, because where else are you going to go for $12 and get, you know, such a good variety of side dishes and all you want to eat. So, let's take a quick break. We'll come back and get into lots of details with the Wendelene Sports Club. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Hello, this is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern, and we have delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price Monday through Friday. And now we also offer a second cook's choice lunch special every day. We still offer our regular lunch favorites. We start off each week with Mystery Monday, and our special will be something different each week. On Tuesday, it's our meatloaf dinner. Wednesday, it will be our famous three-piece chicken dinner. Thursday, you can get a tenderloin with fries and applesauce. And on Friday, we have our big half-pound cheeseburger with fries and slaw. And now we also offer a second lunch special every day. Check our Facebook page daily to see what our two lunch specials will be. Fast, delicious, home-cooked meals. Lunchtime, Monday through Friday, here at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture.
I like
The company has a value system that I can subscribe to. Things that are important to the organization are also things that are important to me. We have very caring and competent leaders that value family.
Join the family. Apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hello, I'm Kenny Cadote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. K&L Tractor is proud to be the authorized Kloss hay and forage dealer for this part of the Midwest. Whether you need a Kloss baler, hay tool, or forage harvester, K&L Tractor is the place to go. We have the Kloss product you need and the factory-trained technicians to keep you running smooth. So remember, for all your Kloss harvesting needs, shop at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
The Fort Recovery Academic Booster Club is having a pork chop dinner on Thursday, March 14th. It's carryout only from 4 to 6. And they'll be available for pickup at the elementary preschool entrance. These pork chop dinners will be prepared by Wendell's Barbecue, and the dinner includes a pork chop, baked potato, applesauce, and a roll. All proceeds benefit the FRHS SAD group and the FREA, and the tickets are only $10 each and must be purchased by Friday, March 1st, from any high school SAD member, and they are also available at the high school and middle school offices. The Academic Booster Club is the group that recognizes students during our home basketball games. Get your Academic Booster tickets before March 1st for the grilled pork chop dinner at the school offices or from any SAD member. Then just head out to the elementary school and drive by the preschool entrance and pick up your dinners on Thursday, March 14th between 4 and 6 p.m. And why not get a couple of extra tickets and get some dinners to put in your refrigerator for a quick meal later on.
We had a technical problem, and our microphones were muted during this segment of our talk with the Wendoline Sports Club. Fortunately, the events we spoke about in this segment were reviewed in the next couple of segments. We apologize for the problems.
Clinchern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at clinchernandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Clinchern & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery is now hiring in their service and parts departments. Hull Brothers sells and services both farm equipment and lawn and garden equipment. Full-time employees enjoy generous wages, health insurance, paid vacations, 401k contributions, annual bonuses, and more. Since 1896, Hull Brothers has served area farmers with skilled and dedicated employees. Consider joining the Hull Brothers team. Apply today at Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery.
If you're looking for great food at great prices, just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274. They have sandwiches, fried goodies, subs, salads, wraps, and of course their famous pizza and wings. Everybody can get what they want. Just call them and drive through and pick it up. And be sure to stop in on Fridays at lunch for their famous pizza and wing buffet. Make Miracle Lanes your number one spot for great food. Be sure to put their number in your phone and just call them whenever you're hungry. 419-375-4274. On Monday, April 8th, Fort Recovery will be in the center of the path of a rare solar total eclipse, and our public library will be giving out free solar eclipse glasses to the public on Saturday, March 2nd from 9 a.m. to noon. Just drive through the alley beside our library from Forsyth Street, and you'll be able to get up to four pairs of the solar eclipse glasses per family, so you can safely view the once-in-a-lifetime full eclipse. There won't be another total eclipse here in Ohio for 75 years, so be sure you're ready to safely view this one. Watching the eclipse without adequate eye protection can cause temporary or even permanent eye damage. Sunglasses are not proper eyewear for directly viewing the eclipse. All the libraries in Mercer County will be distributing 40,000 pairs of free solar eclipse glasses on Saturday, March 2nd, and here in Fort Recovery, you can get yours by just driving through the alley by the library, enter from Forsyth Street, anytime between 9 a.m. and noon. If you're unable to get there that day, the glasses will be available at all of the county's libraries during regular library hours while supplies last.
During Lent, The Wendelin Sports Club will again be having their popular all-you-can-eat fish fry every Friday night from 4:30 to 7:30. Along with their famous freshly cooked fish, they have french fries, salad, and several other great side dishes. Bring the whole family. Come early, stay late. Meet your friends at the Wendelin Sports Club every Friday evening during Lent for their all-you-can-eat fish fry. Great food, great company. Wendelin Sports Club's fish fry every Friday during Lent from 4:30 to 7:30.
And we're back. We're talking about some of the things going on with the fish fry. We were just listening to that, and kind of we're coming up with some. And one thing I said, several other side dishes. There's a whole bunch of side dishes. There's like six or eight hot side dishes, and then the salad bar with coleslaw, bean salad, pudding. Yep. Peaches.
Usually a soup, some kind of soup.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Forgot about the soup.
Some kind of
nachos and cheese.
Oh, yeah. And we had parents want just a nachos and cheese ticket for their kids because that's all their kids are eating.
Yep. And that, you know, that's, it's food.
Right.
so and there.
Keeps them happy.
Yeah. And that's a good thing. It's just a really, if you haven't been out there, you need to get out there and see what it is. There's a lot of people that do fish fries and have some, you know, they have baked beans and some other stuff and coleslaw. This one has, you know, salad, has several, I think, macaroni and cheese and
puddings. We got puddings.
Yeah, yeah.
And everything's meatless. So if you see a lasagna on there.
There's
no meat in the lasagna, you know, because it is Latin. That's what we're kind of catering to.
So. Yep, yep. And that's, so there's, like I said, probably six hot side dishes besides the fish and the french fries. I think there's six more, and then a whole pretty good salad bar full of cold things besides actual salad and a bunch of different kinds of dressing. So what else do we want to talk about? Anything we want to jump into now?
Well, I could maybe start with how we got started out at Wendelin Sports Club, if you want to hear about that a little bit.
Definitely want to hear about it sometime, and why don't we do that now?
Well, I tell you what, it started out, I used to play for Cranberry softball team, and we looked around, we played, I think, three different diamonds or something I've got for years. And then finally, we always went to somebody's house after the done playing and, you know, started out one keg and probably proceeded on to the second keg. And then after a few elbow bends one day, we all just said, how about Wendelin Woods? And, you know, the Wendels at that time owned the farm where Toby's are right now. And then the back of the woods was the back of that farm. So some of us hopped in a vehicle and headed out to Wendelin on Erastus Durbin Road and headed north and parked at the southeast corner of the woods and looked up. I visioned into my head, and yeah, I think we can make this work. So we got out of the vehicle. I think it was Bill Beike, Dick Keller, Ron Wendell, Clark. At that time, Clark Peterson was a friend of ours from Ohio State. He was out. He was there. We got all gawked out and walked around, and yeah, I think we can make this work. And we can put one diamond here and put a diamond over here and see something here. We can maybe put an outhouse or something over here. So that's more or less how it got started. So that year, I think we started, that might have been in about end of May, first of June, and then we got the ball rolling. At that time, I worked for Cy Sweeterman Incorporated. So Cy was willing enough to donate the ditch machine and the tile and stuff like that. Clete Neufeld and I spent one weekend putting drain the whole flop diamond. At that time, Frank Koenig, he worked for Brunch's. He had a capability to get to a bulldozer, so he leveled off the top diamond. Ben Post at that time had the quarry over there at Sharksburg, and so he helped with hauling stuff in and out and stuff like that. So we had a lot of local help, and we was able to come together and get it all ready to go. And we did have our first tournament game on Labor Day weekend of that first year in September.
Wow.
So we was able to put it all together and get it good enough. And at that, I don't know if anybody remembers, but when the ball diamond started on the upper diamond, the outside, the back fence and that was all plywood. And that was all our sponsors and all the people had all the names on them. And that was there for years until we went to the chain link, as in, well, that's there now.
Yeah. Yep.
So then that was in 74. Like I said, and then the following year, then we start getting bigger. And then we had, like, I think we had one tournaments about four times a year. I think we had Memorial Day, 4th of July, and there's four times that we had tournaments. And at every tournament, we had volleyball, we had horseshoes, we had tug of war. And I can remember when we first started out, we had like 32 teams that wanted to get in our tournament. So that, you know, my gosh, we're going to have to get a second diamond. So then our brains start working. We didn't have no money, but
yeah.
But we said, okay, we could do the second diamond. So I think in about 76 or 77 is when we started the second diamond and put the second diamond in. And then we was able to have games on both diamonds, and that's how it came about then. And then we used to have open air dances and stuff like that. And
yep.
The first 3 years, we really didn't have a president, vice president, or anything like that, because we was just we was just there.
Yeah.
And so my mom helped me out a lot. I more or less took in charge of it or took control of it. So I got everything lined up. I was in, got the bands and stuff like that. And I don't know if everybody remembers, but the good old Woods parties and stuff. I had Wetzel's. I still got a T-shirt today.
Oh, man.
From Wetzel's. That's what I want to bring it. If I can find it back again, I found it not too long ago. I want to bring it out and hang it out at Wenneline, because that's part of the original.
Yeah, that was they were big time back in those days.
Yeah, they were from Michigan, up Michigan, and they came back 2 years in a row. I think it was 75 and 76. Had them both there, and it was good times, man. I tell you, that one Woods party, I know we had at least 1,000 people there, because we had them parked in wheat fields and every place else. I mean, we had lots of people there.
That's good.
In 77, then we incorporated. Then's when we more or less asked some members to donate so much money so we could purchase the ground.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how we
became. How did you, who owned the ground before that?
The Wendell brothers.
Okay.
Like Ronnie Wendell and Donnie and Bobby and Dave and all them.
Yep.
I think they had the farm all together. So then we just, it's 11.2 acres or something like that we got there. And so first we just more or less just rented it.
Mm-hmm.
And then in 77 when we incorporated, then members all threw in $100, and we had 100 members. So that's where we came up with the $10,000 for the down payment for the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And there's where we started from. So that's how more or less we started. And I think there's probably about four or five still existing members from the very first. And, you know, we had quite a few of them that are there from 77 that came in.
Mm-hmm.
But there's just a handful of us left. And I keep on saying to myself, sooner or later, I'm going to have to put this on in something or down on writing or on paper or something, so this never gets...
Cause we got it archived now, right?
Yes. Yeah, it's in Fort Recovery Radio Archives, so you can always find it there. But
I don't know how many times over the years my wife's wish I... You know, she said, why are you still going out there? And I said, I just can't give it up. I said, it's just like now I get up because I always milk cows. And I still get up early when I'm even semi. Well, I'm still working a little bit. I'm semi-retired. I still get up early. It's just part of me. I don't want to give it up. And I feel too good yet. And I like to have too much fun.
Yeah, and you get
to give things up.
You get to talk to everybody because you're the one taking the money most of the time.
Well, like I said, I fish fries and stuff. And you know, everybody says, "Why don't you do that? You're out here. Well, we always see you. Why not anybody else? I said,
because he likes people.
Yes. And people do like him, too.
Right. They don't want me out there in front.
That wouldn't be bad either. You got a bunch of really good people out there.
But I'm sorry, Nick.
No, you're fine.
It is what makes it working out there so much fun, because we do all get along real great together, and the fish fries, the night just flies by, and it's when you're having got a good bunch of people that you enjoy being around, it's not really like work at all.
Yeah. So and we'll maybe get back to that. I wanted to, this is something I've thought about asking before and didn't do it, so I'm going to jump in and kind of interrupt again. How many people does it take to do that fish fry? How many people are in the kitchen? I know you got three bartenders.
16 to 18, I think, is usually what we try to get. Yeah.
That's, you know, you see like Nick and whoever might be with him selling the 50-50 tickets, and you see the bartenders, and you might see another person or two. And, of course, Karen's there making sure that everything goes smoothly. It looks like she's not doing anything, but sometimes she doesn't have to do anything. But if something needs done, she gets it done. She's really good at it. But
we usually got about 8 or 10 people running back and forth, make sure the buffet is always full and loaded and something going on. Yep. In the kitchen part, I think there's always 2 fryers, 4 people breading. Isn't it less, something like that?
Yeah, we might have 2 guys frying fish and maybe 1 guy frying French fries if we have fries that night.
Yep. So, it takes a whole lot of people. And it's all volunteer, of course, and I think everybody is kind of happy with what they do. Some people would prefer to be back in the kitchen where nobody ever sees them, and they don't have to interact with people. And other people, you know, they'll go back and help in the kitchen. Like you said, somebody's always checking on what do we need out there. And, of course, there's always somebody bringing out fish.
Yeah, so we do have the 4 fryers, so that really makes it nice. I mean, fish is out there hot all the time, and it's very seldom ever cold when you get it.
No, not unless, if one of the pieces got shoved over in the corner too many times, maybe. Right. But I've never had anything that wasn't good and warm.
And knock on wood, we've been doing it now, I think, 12 or 14 years of fish fries. And I don't think we've ever run out of fish. I mean, like I said, knock on wood, but.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And that's, that's good planning. Mm-hmm. And now, I know Karen does a lot with that. Did Ron do a lot with that too, or was it mostly?
Ron used to do a lot of the cooking.
Yeah.
He loved to make food.
Yep. Yeah,
when Ron passed away, everybody was very nervous. Like, who's going to step up and be able to spend a Friday out here to get all this food cooked and stuff?
Yeah.
And we've got some really good people. Betty and Ernie, Shane Lyon, I know Julie Kaiser. Oh, I'm going to forget somebody. I should have never started that. But we've got a lot of good people that have stepped up and come out and help out.
Yeah. And, talking to Ron several years ago, 20 years ago probably, he was, I don't know if he was doing that then, but he was also going over to Maria Stein at KSC something.
Doing stuff Knights of St. John. He was big Knights of St. John. Yeah.
And, doing stuff over there. That's just what he does. And he's good at it. And he doesn't mind going and helping people. That, he was a really good, really good guy. Mm-hmm. And Karen, he married the right person there, didn't he?
Yeah. Yeah.
They
a good combination.
Yes, they sure did. And she's still carrying that on. And like I say, you'll see her sitting there at the end of the bar, and she might look like she's doing nothing, but she's watching everything.
Oh, yeah.
And she knows what's going on. And if there's any little glitch, she'll kind of mildly get up and walk back in the kitchen. And
she's definitely our go-to if we run into trouble or need something. She knows where it's at.
Yeah, she's sharp. she's pretty good. So I think we can go back to the history again, or did we finish there?
Well, I don't know if we really finished. I mean, throughout the years, it was just fun. I mean, I was telling these guys a story the other night. You know, one of the events or whatever we used to have before we had the outside Johns and stuff like that, we just had a little Porta John thing.
Yeah.
They didn't have the ones that you bring around with plastic. We had one. It was a 2-hole thing or something. And naturally, every once in a while, you had to get it pumped out or whatever.
Yeah.
So we was getting ready for a weekend event, and Dave Wendell, he Well, I'll go home and get the honey wagon. You know, we'll get it. It was getting kind of full from the couple of days we had the event going on, and so we was going to pump it out. And
you're not allowed to tell dirty stories.
It only gets dirty for me.
Uh-oh.
And anyways, you know, they said, oh, let's get it cleaned out, and so we're good for the rest of the week, and we don't have to deal with it. So he went home and got the honey wagon. So he backed up, and he goes, Nick, just put, I said, how do you, you know, we was born on a farm that when we had 12 cows or something like that, we weren't real big in milking then, but now my brother is really big. But anyways, I didn't know how the honey wagons work. And he said, well, he said, one way I put this lever, it'll suck, and the next way it'll put it back at you. I said, well, don't do that one. So I had the tube down in the hole. I hollered to Dave, I'm ready. Dave, and he said, okay. And needless to say, he had it in the wrong position. I got baptized.
Ooh. Ugh. He's been full of it ever since.
But yeah, that's more or less how the club got started. And like I said, we used to have so much fun. And I can remember another story. We put up a first shelter house, and we went over to St. Mary's and got a walk-in cooler. We came back and we was cleaning that up and tore all the siding and stuff off and like that. And then Greg Stockler, who was going to burn some of the old siding and stuff like that, and he's going to light it on fire. And so he wanted us, so we didn't have all the nails in the ground and stuff like that. He said, well, let's put plastic down. You know, put a piece of plastic down so we can catch all the nails and then we don't have to pick them up. And that's what we did. Needless to say, it didn't work. So just over the years, I mean, there's so many things that I could come up with and rewind the tape and play back and tell stories and stuff like that. But, you know, like I said, I need to put her down. And I know one time I talked to Joyce Alex. She called me up and someplace, I know she's passed away now recently, but I know at one time I gave her the whole spiel and stuff like that. I went up to the courthouse, and so it's on record someplace. Mm-hmm. Exactly. You know, that was probably 15, 20 years ago, and that might have been more accurate than it is now because, you know, I'm not as young as I, like that Toby Keith song, I'm not as young as I once was.
Yep. So let's take another break here, and we'll come back and talk more about the Wendelene Sports Club and all the great things that they do out there. Back in just a minute.
There's one guarantee in business, and that is that you can never predict the future. Hi, I'm Amanda Segrist with Fort Recovery Insurance. Lots of unpredictable things happen in business. The economy might take a U-turn, or that guy from down the road might take a U-turn into your front door. From a commercial insurance package to a commercial umbrella policy, we can make sure you are covered for the unpredictable. We are your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group. Visit us at www.fortrecoveryinsurance.com.
You can't predict the future. Well, except that Ohio weather is unpredictable, and sometime in the future, you will lose power. Of course, with the Generac automatic standby generator from Reasoner Energy, you're covered. And for added predictability, now through October 8th, get a free 10-year warranty with your purchase of a Generac automatic standby generator. That's a $1,035 value. Terms and conditions apply. A predictable future is in your hands. Call for details, Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4858.
Have you checked out Wayne IGA's new meat bundles? They have order slips back at their meat counter. Their farm bundle has a nice assortment of their most popular beef, pork, and chicken cuts. Their pork bundle has bacon, Vulcan casing sausage, and bone-in and boneless pork chops. And their steak bundle has cube steaks, plus ribeyes, New York strips, and T-bones. Stop back at their meat counter for more details. Freezer wrapping is available for a small extra charge. Get stocked up for winter and have some left over for spring. Head up to Wayne IGA now and get your meat bundles ordered. Wayne IGA, the best meat market around. Here are the basketball broadcasts coming up the rest of this week on Fort Recovery Radio. Tomorrow, our Lady Indians will travel over to Minster to take on the Lady Wildcats, who are one of four teams with two MAC losses, vying for the league lead. We'll simulcast WPGW's broadcast of the varsity game, and there's no NFHS video for that game. The video is only available through NK Telco.
On Friday, the boys will host the Wildcats, and that will be a Fort Recovery Radio broadcast with Brian Patch and Jordan Winter. Our audio will be heard on the NFHS video, and it will be senior night. Saturday, the boys will host Newton and will simulcast WPGW for the varsity game, and their audio will also be heard on the NFHS video. It's getting near the end of the regular season, and our teams play better with lots of fans in the stands, so get out to all the games you can to support our Indians teams. But if you just can't get to the games in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
Welcome back to Insight. We're talking with the guys from Wendling Sports Club, and we've talked about some history of the things, and we talked a little bit about the fish fry. Any other details we want to kind of get into, or anything we haven't talked about yet?
I know you kind of mentioned the first part of the show about having new members come out. And we have some wonderful new members. We've been getting a really good group of people coming out, new people signing up, and pretty much how that works. If you want to become a member of Wendling Sports Club, is you have to know somebody, you know, that is a member out there, and have mm-hmm. them come out to a meeting, and introduce you, and then you know the following meeting, everybody will vote on you, and not too often we turn anybody away, but so it's good to come out and be a member and help out with it. Promise you'll have a good time. It's a good group of people. So.
That's good. That's really good. So, if anybody's interested, just kind of, you know, the fish fries are coming up starting next Absolutely. Friday.
Yeah, that's a great area, you know, because there's plenty of members out there. All they have to do is go up to the bar and ask, you know, what's it take to be a member? And
yeah,
we'll get you hooked up.
Yep, that's awesome. So, any other things we want to kind of?
I know listening to Nick tell his story about how it started, that's kind of what we'd like to see on Labor Day with our 50-year celebration.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We'd like to see some old members. It don't matter if you're a member right now or not.
Mm-hmm.
You're a member
don't
of
have
the
to
past.
Be as old as I am.
Don't even have to be a member of the past. If you was out there playing ball, if you were out there on tug of war and you got some stories you'd like to share, we would love to have it. We could do like an open mic deal, just walk around and get stories. I think people would enjoy it.
Yep, that's great. So, let's see. We've gone through a whole bunch of things. So let's go one more time through the various things that you guys do through the year. You can go with details or quickly, however you want to do it.
Really, the first part of the year, one of the first things we do is, and this is something that started, somebody had a harebrained idea, which is how most things start out there.
Yeah.
They said, you know, nobody does a chicken, barbecue chicken in the middle of winter. Why not the last Sunday in January, we do a barbecue chicken?
Yep.
So, you know, I don't know how many years ago, we put a little shed up out there. You'll see it when you drive past. It's one of mm-hmm. the first buildings there to the north of the driveway. And we got curtains on the side. We drop them down. And when it's really cold out, sometimes snow blowing and everything else, we barbecue chicken out there, you know. and it's always a good time. But, we just did that not too long ago. And, of course, coming around to our fish fries, you know, that seems like we talked earlier, it seems like that always comes up earlier and earlier every year, you know.
Yeah.
But this year, February 16th is the first fish fry, and it runs all the way through March 29th.
Yeah, so a week from Friday. It's coming up.
Right, yep.
And it's always, you know, you may have to stand in line a little bit, but yep. It's always worth it.
Line's always moving.
Yep, yes, it moves quickly.
I tell you, one of the best things about the fish fries is at least three or four times throughout Lent, you'll see Neil Spencer out there sitting at the bar enjoying some fish.
Yes, I do enjoy the fish. That is, and a lot of other stuff too, but it is really good. It's just, I don't know what you guys do special, but I'm attributing it to Ron and Karen to make it extra special. So it's always really good. And you guys do a great job, and a bunch of people have to volunteer to make that all work, that's awesome. So
and really throughout the Lenten season, you know, if you do become a member and stuff like that, far as working and stuff like that, we don't force you to work and stuff like that. We'd like you to work, but it's really like during Lent, I think it's twice during the season, you know, Lenten season, that you have to, we'd like to have you put your name down.
Yeah, well, we'll team you up with somebody that you know, and,
yeah,
and, you know, we always make sure that we take care of you.
Yeah, they don't just say, well, I guess you're in charge of the kitchen, yeah, and right. don't give you any help.
Well, that's one thing we do for our fryers. We make sure, I think we got 6 or 8 fryers that do all the frying, so we make sure it's consistent. You know, that it's done.
Yep.
Same every week. You know.
Yep.
So that's what we thrive or strive for. You know, that it's same people making the stuff food, not so much all the other food, but the fish anyways and the chicken and stuff.
Yeah.
That the same people in charge of that all every weekend.
Yep. And that's, you know, consistency is huge in the food business. That's everything, mm-hmm, to be kind of honest about it. But so the fish fry, what comes up after the fish fry? Is there anything before summer stuff?
Besides the boneless chops we are making for KFC.
Oh, yeah.
On March the 10th. Then Mother's Day barbecue chicken. That'd be May the 12th. Mm-hmm. That's pre-sale only. So that'll be our next barbecues. And then after that, coming up on the Neurological Center.
Yeah, that Neurological Weekend, there's a lot of work goes into that, and always a good time. Always seems to be a relatively good turnout.
Yeah.
You know, we used to do, I remember before, you know, right when I signed up, there was always a softball tournament that weekend.
Yeah.
It seemed like we just got fewer and fewer teams because there was a softball tournament here, a softball tournament there.
Yep.
It almost seems like there's just not as many guys playing softball, guys and gals, like there used to be.
You know? And even if there are, for some reason, they don't all seem to be running tournaments anymore or being in turn. There's too many tournaments around.
Yeah.
Like when Nick was talking about back in the 70s, if there was 3 tournaments within 30 miles, that was big. Now there's probably 10. So, you know, even if there's a lot of teams, somebody's going to get won't have as many teams as they want to have. So,
right. Well, I think things have changed too in the whole world, you know. Back when, you know, Neil and I grew up, you know, you just, all our kids didn't go to college and stuff like that. They stuck around longer throughout the year and stuff.
Yep.
And, you know, now about everybody goes to some kind of trade school or college or something. So, you know, like in the fall, you just don't have all the ball players anymore for the Labor Day weekend like you did years ago.
Yep. So, let's see, what's after?
And then the Neurological Center, we are not giving Harley away again this year.
That's right.
It's Cruise for Cash on the poker run.
Yep.
You'll start seeing some flyers come around. They're actually still at the printer right now. They got to go ahead to get these things printed. Again, we're going to run that poker run like we always have. Just get
where can people get tickets for
the club members, right?
Okay.
Not just the club members. You know, in the past, for a long time, we had, when we first started it, Mike Tin kind of helped us out with the bike, and he sold tickets up at the bar, and then Brick Street continued it. We ended up taking the bike to Knee Camp Farm Market out of 127, and that was a great place. I mean, they get a lot of traffic through there. They did a really good job selling tickets for us, and that was kind of the other thing. They got new owners out there now, and we didn't really want to, you know, push in on the new owners and stuff. But and then the price of the Harleys have just gone up a lot, and the price of our raffle tickets that we sell had to go up to make up for that. And so we brought it to $20. We're going to leave it there this year because they seem to sell pretty well, you know, at the $20 range. But we're giving away $27,000 this year for a $20 ticket. And
that's pretty good.
It's a total of 10 prizes. So, yeah, you got a lot of chances to win and a lot of cash to be given away.
And a lot of fun to be had.
Absolutely.
If you even if you don't get in on the poker run, you can go out there and get in on the... Yeah.
You know, so many people tie a poker run to having to have that motorcycle to ride. And, you know, we started thinking over the years, especially if we had really bad weather, if it was raining, you know, why not people just bring their cars or their pickup truck and you know, get a group of people in a van and go run the poker run. A lot of people have done that, and they've had a really, really good time with it. So we're hoping to see more of that this year, too, then.
So what does go on back at the club after the poker run? You got the poker run prizes, of course.
Right, yeah, when you get back, there's a meal for you. Mm-hmm. Dave Laux, Percy, and his crew, they always barbecue some hogs for us, roast hogs for us, and then.
Now, if you didn't do the poker run, can you still go out there and get in on the hog roast?
We've always let people outside come in. We just do that on a free will donation.
Oh, okay.
So, you could throw a couple bucks in a hat and get yourself something to eat.
Yeah,
it always seems to be plenty.
And hang around with some. pretty neat people.
Yeah. Yep. And the poker, unlike every other year, it's $15 a person or $25 for a couple. So if you're taking a bunch of people in a car, make sure you couple up with somebody. And if that's your significant other, at least you get a cheaper rate on it, you know?
Yeah, it still can win.
Yeah.
Yep.
Then you get back and we give away the price for the largest group, $100 for the largest group. So you put your group name down. Whoever's got the largest group gets $100. And then we pay out the poker hand. It'll be $500 for first place, $300 for second place, and $200 for third place. And we do a 50-50 drawing, and then we get right into giving away the big prizes. And we usually don't try to drag it out. Everybody's been out running all day, and we try to get through all those prizes pretty quick to get everybody on their way if they want to get going. So.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
And so what's after that? Then the next thing is the Labor Day?
Yep.
And that's the more or less the Wendelene Sport Club fundraiser.
Yes.
To keep things going there. And any extra money obviously gets either to improvements or to give it away.
Well, you got your taxes, you got your insurance and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, you got to take care of ourselves too. You know what I mean?
Right.
So,
yeah, absolutely.
And besides rentals, you know, that carries us to the rent, Lenten Fries again the next year. So.
Yeah. Yep.
We got a pretty good span there. Yep. We got to have some cash on hand.
Yep. That's good. So, anything else we want to cover?
I'm just going to touch base again with the fact that it's 50 year anniversary.
Yeah.
Wendelene Sports Club, you know, like Nick said before, started in 1974. So we've been around 50 years and, we're hoping Labor Day weekend to have a big celebration. We're now looking, try to get some good bands out there and, kind of try to relive the old glory days, you know, where the Woods parties. I don't think, you know, kind of we joked around about it Tuesday night at our club meeting and about getting kegs and half-gallon jugs out there. But we may shy away from that.
Good old fun, though.
That sounds like a good time.
Yep.
Yeah, because years ago, you know, when we did first, you know, heck, it was the first one was what we had. It was $3 all you could drink. And I think the next year we went up to $5. And then, you know, they had the half-gallon jugs. And I tell you the truth, I think even the first year we might have had even gallon jugs. And then you get about halfway through the night, I think you're hitting the head by more jugs of beer than you are with anything else.
Yeah.
So that wasn't always a real good idea.
No, but fun.
But fun.
Yeah. Yep. So let's run over real quick on the Fish Fry is coming up a week from Friday, and then we'll get to Rocker and his This Day in Pop Culture History. Is that what's
called?
Pop Culture Report Card. Oh, okay. This ought to be something. So,
I got a feeling I wouldn't do very good on it. All F's.
Well, he might be doing reports on celebrities or something.
When the Chiefs play, there's some woman up in one of the boxes they keep having the camera on. Yeah. I have no idea who it is.
That's that one lady.
Yeah.
Yeah. So so who wants to kind of quickly zip through the fish fry and the details on that?
Fish fries, one of our times we start at 4?
4:30. Last year we went from 4:30 to 7, so I think we probably should do that. You know, I think somebody said 7:30 earlier, but I think it's 4:30 to 7.
Cut it back to 7, mm-hmm. I think, last year or year before.
2 years.
Because it was tailing off.
We were after 7 o'clock, you're just standing there. Yeah.
Right. You got to have a cutoff time. Right.
Yeah, you know, so you can start cleaning up.
Right.
I mean, you don't want... If you're still busy, you want to keep going. But if you're not busy,
right.
You don't want to stand there. Well, we can't clean up for half an hour. So you just stand there looking at each other. That's not good. So, and the really, really, really good fish, and they keep it frying. They keep it coming. And
we usually put a sign out front too. We always have that option if you want to get in on a 50-50 drawing. And all the money we take in on that 50-50 drawing, it all gets donated. And we usually have a sign up that says what we've donated to. We usually pick about three places to donate to, and we keep track of that 50-50 money we took in, and we give that all back. So
And just we do have carryouts available too on our fish.
So
I mean, if somebody wants carryouts, don't be scared to come in and ask for carryouts.
Yep, you get a ticket, you hand it to the people at the bar, they go back and
I usually give them a ticket, and they tell me how many dinners they want, and then I tell them, okay, go to the bartender take care of you.
Yep.
You can sit here and wait, have a refreshment while you're waiting.
Yep.
And it'd be hot when you're ready to. And then even if you're getting meals and you want to carry out, I always tell them, if you want it, get it, you know, I'll give you the ticket now, but you don't have to have it filled up until you leave.
Right.
So that way, when you're going home, the person that you wanted to give it to, it's still hot.
Yep. Yep. So, again, just really good and kind of a Friday night tradition.
Yeah.
So, you want to do that if you're going to a ball game, get there early. That. Yep. So 4:30 they start. So that's before you can get in there and eat and still get to whatever ball game you're going to. If there's something going on there on a Friday night and getting toward the end of the season, but there's still some games left. So you can get that done before you go. So again, want to thank you guys for coming in and
thanks for having us, Neil.
Yeah, we appreciate it a whole lot. And we'll be back with Rocker and Pop Culture Report Card. Is that it, Rocker? Okay, be back in just a couple minutes.
I plunked.
Boars Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Boars, or Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Boars Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Boars Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
Stroll Appliance and Electronics has GE appliances in stock and ready for your home. Strolls has GE washers and dryers, dishwashers, refrigerators, ranges, freezers, and microwaves. For instance, get a GE 14 cubic foot frost-free upright freezer for $699, save $150. And Strolls now carries the all-new GE Nugget ice makers, so you'll never be short on ice. That's Stroll Appliance and Electronics, 1513 North Meridian Street in Portland, serving the Jay and Mercer areas for 84 years.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting, Finance, and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. I believe firmly in two things. The little things mean a lot, and to be great, you have to be practicing certain tasks, OADB, on a daily basis. That's why farmers, when thinking about your 2023 and 2024 operating monies, come see me for the best value in the market, because operating costs affect you every day, and it's nice having a friend helping you navigate those current market challenges. See me for a free review. CSG Consulting, your partner in planning and the fundamental things. 419-852-4049.
The Fort Recovery Education Association, FREA, is sponsoring a winter reading program for students in all grades. The program runs from Friday, February 2nd through Wednesday, February 28th, and here's how it works. For every 100 books that are checked out by our students at our public library in February, the FREA will donate one book to the school library and one to the public library. The more books our students read, the more books the two libraries earn, so take your students up to our library during February and check out lots of books. It's going to be cold outside, so that'll give them plenty of chances to read extra books and help out our libraries. That's the FREA's winter reading program all through February. For every 100 books checked out at our public library by our students, the FREA will donate a book to the school library and one to our public library.
Welcome back to Insight, and we're here. We just spoke with the folks from Wendelene Sports Club, found out all about that, and their fish fry coming up a week from Friday, and all the other things they do. And now we're up to Rocker. And what is it you have for us this week?
Our first time around with the Pop Culture Report Card.
Okay, what's that amount to?
We got a couple F's on this one.
Who? Me?
Me.
You got an F.
I didn't.
Well, who got an F?
If we start off with CBS.
Uh-oh.
Who, in their infinite wisdom, decided to cancel three of their best shows.
Well, probably because the ratings weren't there.
Blue Bloods.
Yep, love that one.
SWAT.
I don't want...
Young Sheldon.
Young Children.
Sheldon.
Oh, Young Sheldon, yes. I liked young Sheldon.
They canceled all three of those and yet kept Ghost on their schedule.
Well, Ghost got real big. I never liked it, but exactly. They even brought the British version over and did that for a while when the writer's strike was going on. I didn't care for it. But
crickets on that one.
But I assume that's ratings, and So I guess they have reasons for that. I don't like it, but
so next Wednesday, the movie One Love, which is about Bob Marley.
Oh,
coming out in theaters.
Yep.
Sunday night at the Grammys, his son was there. He gets a D-.
Oh, why?
Because you would think that you would be the type of person that would want to promote your dad's movie.
Yeah.
Or at least be coherent in doing it.
Oh.
He was neither.
Uh-oh. Well, that's not good.
Yeah, he wasn't much. He was a one-word answer type guy.
Well, maybe he's shy.
Yeah.
So he got a D-. He didn't get an F, so that's...
Yeah, it wasn't good. Celine Dion,
she gets an A+.
Yeah, she got an A+ for being alive still.
Oh, well, that's a plus.
Well, she has been, in pretty bad shape lately.
Yeah, yep.
And two, for actually having a little bit of color. I mean, she's been, gray, with the sickness she's been, so they give her, I'm assuming some of that's makeup, obviously, but.
Yep. Well, that's good.
But yeah, she's still with us, so that's an A+.
That's good.
Grammy producers, they also got an F.
Why is that?
Well, okay, they took a large, big chance of, they trotted Joni Mitchell out there.
Yeah.
Who's a one-time stroke victim.
Mm-hmm.
This is like when they trotted...
you do know she got a standing ovation and everybody loved it.
Yes. Well, I'm getting to that.
Okay.
Sorry,
I snapped at you.
Yes. When they trotted Dick Clark out there for the last couple years of the
New Year's Eve,
and he was stroked out.
Yep.
They took a pretty big chance of her... not doing it again. Now she sang wonderfully. I didn't know a whole lot about Joni Mitchell. I knew she's a folk singer.
Yep. Voice of an angel.
Okey-dokey. We'll go with that.
Yep.
Of course, we also lost a big one this week. And Toby Keith.
Oh, yep. And I didn't...
62 years old, I believe.
Yep. And I didn't think to get a song ready for that.
But he, Lord knows, I got my trout full last night.
Uh-oh. Whew.
So, 90 minutes of Toby Keith last night on the jukebox. So
okay.
I think I'm safe.
So you were putting Toby Keith in all the time?
Kind of. Okay. Almost.
Okay.
Are you birthday time?
Oh, boy. It's not my birthday, if that helps any.
I didn't think so. You have two of them, and I know at least one of them.
Yeah, one of them is St. Patrick's Day. That's when I celebrate my birthday. But today, it's not my birthday.
Today we got Camel Rammel.
Love that guy.
Don Rammel.
Who?
Don Wendell, I mean.
Don Wendell. Oh, yep. Don Wendell. Yep.
There's all rhyme in there. And what are one of your favorite people?
Oh, boy.
Dutch Toby.
Oh, yeah. Dutch is awesome. All those Tobys are awesome.
Then tomorrow we got one of our old buddies.
Oh, yeah?
Softball legend.
Oh, yeah?
Matt Stubby Eckstein.
Oh, awesome. Yep.
And then... We can't do this without finishing up with the citizen of the day.
It's probably not me again, is it?
A guy nobody would respect, Rich Vogel.
Rich Vogel.
The guy does a lot of work for the town.
Yes, he does.
Very unheralded in some cases.
Yes.
Jubilee, I think he does the WOW. Obviously does the WOW.
Yep.
And I'm assuming he does some other stuff around town.
Yep, does all kinds of stuff.
Believe it or not, that's all I got.
Okay.
Because usually I'm choked out of here by this time point.
Well, we're going to throw you out now, too, then, if you're done.
Well, I figured the boys be here by now.
Yeah, Bubba's been here for probably about half an hour.
Been here for a decade.
Yep, been here for a while. But we do have Dev Sports Talk coming up.
Yes.
They are back.
I'll be out of here. I'll see you in about, I should be here next week.
Yes, that's only the second Wednesday. The third Wednesday, you'll be at the community club meeting.
See you in a couple.
Yep. Be back with Bubba and Fee in just a couple minutes.
Thank you for staying tuned to Insight with Mr. Jack Stogler, right here on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio. This show was being brought to you in part by those community-minded sponsors you heard during the show. Thank you.